This is Ozarks at Large. Next week, NBC will begin airing the national final round of this season's American Ninja Warrior. Among this year's competitors, Jeff Harris, owner of White Line Waste, a dumpster company in Hiwassee. After not making it far on the obstacle course in last year's debut, Harris got himself a coach. He now trains at Flipside Ninja Park in Lowell, and he qualified for the national finals in Las Vegas. Known as the Waste Warrior because of his passion for recycling, the mustachioed athlete runs through the course wearing a 70s-inspired outfit that includes tall white socks and a striped headband. Earlier this month, he came to Studio 123 to talk to Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about his experience. During their conversation, Jeff explained how he got his nickname for the show.
The Waste Warrior came through friends. You know, we asked everybody on Facebook, like, what are some names that would be kind of catchy? And we had just people that just, like, chimed in. Hey, what about this? What about? And we just picked Waste Warrior. And it was like, you know, the more it came about, it was like, that made more sense. You know, it's just kind of, it's kind of cool because, you know, anybody can take it. It ain't like you got to be Waste Warrior is like saying you're promoting my company. It could be anybody. It's teaching little kids to be warriors, you know, because, you know, it's, to me, waste is one of our next biggest changes. It has to be changed. Like, everything else is changing. It's the only thing that's been the same since the, what, 1920s? You know what I mean? And so, They NBC really liked it. And that's the thing is with getting on American Ninja Warrior. It's more than just being athletic. It's also selling yourself. You have to have a story, something they want to promote. And so you'll realize everything they see. It's because they're very interested in that. You know.
Well, what was your first encounter with the show? Were you just watching it at home and thought, oh, that would be fun to do?
How it came about is I was over at the High Rise. It used to be High Rise. I think now it's called
Defy. It's a trampoline park.
Yeah, it's
in
pretty cool,
Lowell.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, trampoline park in Lowell. It's it used to be High Rise Trampoline Park. Pretty much kind of the same thing, but they've added some cool stuff to it. I think it's really been fun. But so I was in there one day, and I was just playing around. Me and my wife kind of made it a date thing. We'd go up there and just practice all this little kid stuff. And if you go around 10 o'clock, 11, there's not a whole lot of kids to hurt jumping around as an adult. And so me and my wife are in there bouncing around doing all this cool stuff, doing flips, backflips, somersaults. And they have this certain little section right there that's basically kind of like American Ninja Warrior kind of little platform there. So you get up there. And so I went up, jumped up, did this obstacle, and it got really oddly quiet. Like it just kind of like an eerie silence.
Like everybody was watching.
Yeah, more like somebody died and like nobody told you. Like you ever walk into a room and everybody's sad
talking.
And you just know it, you know what I mean? Everybody, and so there was only like 10 people there, but it just kind of got weird, and I was like, oh, it's kind of weird, whatever, you know.
Uh-huh.
Crossed off, got in the back, and the lady comes up to me and goes, did you just do that? And I was like, no, that, which one? She's like, that one right there, and I was like, yeah. Yeah, I did. And she's like, oh, cool. It's like, no big deal. You know, and she walks off, and then the manager comes up, and he goes, and he said, did you just do that? Like, you did that. You just did that. And I was like, yeah, you want me to do it again? He's like, yeah, go ahead, please. And I was like, went up, did it. And he's like, not only did you do it, you made it look really easy. And I was like, interesting. And he's like, hey, let me give you a couple free tickets. You know, I'm still not understanding what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, we've never had anybody pull that one off. He said, nobody's been able to complete that one. He said, you didn't only do it. He said, you made it look easy twice. And I was like, interesting. And I was like, cool, thank you. You know, a real nice guy. You know, I love the guy up there. And so, a couple months ago, he basically says, you need to join the show. Like,
oh.
You need to go on American Ninja Warrior. And I was like, okay, I'm a grown man. I don't got time for all that stuff, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, it's a lot of work. People don't believe it, but it's a lot of work, you know. My intro video was, in application was 60 hours, 50 hours of, and I'm not good on a camera, and that's why. So, a couple months goes by, he's like, hey, you know, we go back in there, we're playing around again. Kind of the same thing happens again. It's a little easier one, I thought.
Uh-huh.
And he was just like, this is craziness. He's like, dude, you have to go on. Like, really, just try. And I was like, I don't know. So he goes through all the pain of filling out, like,
the application.
He gets the application. He shows me. He outlines everything. Like, here's what you need to do. Make sure you do this. You know, just all these different things. And my wife finally was like, finally my wife said something. I normally have this 3-set rule. Like, if I have something that I'm not real keen on and people say it to me 3 times, I'll do it just to see what happens. And so that was the 3rd time. She's like, you know, you really possibly could consider this. And I was like, you know, this could really be a good platform for the business. It could really start recycling what we're wanting to start doing. This would be good. You got me sold. I'll do it. You know what I mean? That's all she had to say, is it makes sense for my family, because that's the one that I care most about, you know? And so I sent in my application, you know, of course, going, maybe I won't make it, because I can't tell you how many people that have come to me and been like, dude, I've been trying for 6 years, 5 years. I'm like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to make it. You know, I feel bad. Yeah. You know what I mean? And they've been trying for a long time. And I think they called me. It was January. You put your application in January 1st. They called me like 3 weeks out. They were like that, just real quick. Call him, hey, this is Peter, man. American Ninja Warrior. I was like, oh, my God. Like, and so it just was crazy. They brought me on. It was really amazing. For the first time in my life, I really realized that I love being in front. As a kid, you're not taught that. You're taught to be humble and, you know, kind of, you know, don't be in the light, don't, you know. But I loved being on stage, and I found out that I really am. I'm a performer. I love performing. If I had a second life, I would probably be a Cirque du Soleil person. Love that kind of stuff, you know. I love to be out there making people laugh and stuff. And so when I got up on the stage, I told my wife I felt more at home than I ever felt. And so it was a crazy platform, and they were really, you know, really good. Didn't do so great. I mean, I think I fell in the 3rd or 4th obstacle. It just was horrible. I, matter of fact, was so devastated, because I'm a very competitive person. And it just didn't end so well. And I was like, oh, man, what am I doing here? I'm an old man. I'm 38 years old. What am I out here playing around with this stuff for, you know? And the thing is about American Ninja Warrior, people don't realize that you don't really get to try it again. You don't get to do it again. You don't get to study it. I mean, you get to see it for a couple hours, and that's it. Like, that's all you're going to do. And then once the first time you touch it, some of those obstacles are custom built. You're not going to find them anywhere else. And they make it that way. You know, they make some of the coolest stuff. They have some of the coolest ways to build that stuff. And you'll never touch it again. And neither do you get to see your film. You don't always get to see why you fell. So it kind of hurts a little bit, you know?
So when you show up to the course, do you get any time to run through it before they start filming, or you just kind of get to look at it and be like, all right, this is my first time. We'll see what happens.
They've been starting here lately. They'll pick like an obstacle, like a
new one, maybe?
Like a new one, and they'll have it in back.
So you can kind of like play with it.
Yeah, you can feel it and play with it, but they only allow you 1 turn on it, and that's it.
Okay.
They'll allow you that. But it's never the obstacle you want it to be. It's always the obstacle. It's like, why did they put that one in there? I think this year they did the switchback, which was the first one. I was like, dude, that's perfect, you know? But they never did a lot of some of the other ones. You're like, man, I wish I could touch some of those balancing ones, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They don't. But so for the most part, you don't touch any of them. You can't.
Okay.
You can't film them. You can't nothing. So when you show up, they give you the rules and guidelines, and that's it.
How has life sort of changed for you as you have become more known for this?
I would say I really like the platform. I had a kid the other day send me on Instagram. His name's Ryan. I don't know who he is. I don't have no idea the kid's, but he sent me this big heart. And it had a big heart that was colored. His mom sent it to me, and it showed the earth. It showed a mustache, and it showed like a cross. If I remember right, it was like a little, you know, the little no sign with trash, with waste. All on there, and it was all colored and everything. And she said, I just had to send this to you. And I, you know what I mean? So I don't know where it's just kind of cool that it's really changed in a sense of, I really love connecting with people. I really love to, you know, give people a little bit more inspiration through their day, you know what I mean? Especially young kids. And to me, that's the biggest thing, is the young kids are, they're amazing. You know, they love to see somebody that is a little, you know, a little larger than life to them, I guess, than what they're used to. And so whenever they come up to them, they're just like, they don't even know what to say, you know. And so it's just being able to be an influence to them, I think, is a really big deal. The downside to it, to me, is probably, you know, like I was talking about before, you're more on that platform, and people see you as like, you know, this hero kind of guy. And it's like, nah, dude, we're right on the same page. I put on my pants the same way, you know. And so trying to I don't like to be looked at like that. I like to be just, hey, we're fun, you know? I mean,
equal.
We're equal. So.
It sounds like American Ninja Warrior was definitely not something that you had planned on, but you're now very much a part of it. Is this something that you foresee doing for a while?
I do. You know, as you get older, you have to have goals, and it's really fun. The ninja community, I've been in quite a few competitive environments, including climbing, track, football, you know, pretty thing you can compete at, you know. But the ninja community is a really cool community because I've seen competitors give their shoes to another competitor. I've seen them, you know, there's just, it seems like it's always in the beginning of competitions. They're always got that just realm of like camaraderie and, you know, we're all here to help each other and I want the best out of you. And it's rather large. I mean, you're talking, I think there's over like 200,000, 150,000 applications that come in and they're only choosing 500, you know, so it's still a big deal and it's remained very, a great environment to be in. I mean, the guys are so, they're so giving to each other, you know. I mean, they won't hold back beta. One guy might fall and he'll give his information to somebody else, you know what I mean? And it's normally the furthest or the fastest, so it's not in his best interest to do that, but they're all just, you know, I remember when I went to this qualifiers, I need to practice on trapeze, and so I'm real good at the front half, like kicking my feet forward, but my back half just kills me. And the people in back were working with me, like we're talking about guys that are like they make a life out of doing it, you know. And they were working with me in the back, like, no, dude, that you've got to bring it up here, you know, you've got to drop your feet right here. And so, and it helped me to, like, normally it takes people two swings. I did it in one, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because of their, you know, kind of coaching me and stuff. And it's just that environment. So I do see myself staying with it for as long as they like me. But also I see using that platform to, you know, to give people, you know, really push the recycling message, you know, is what we're all about. And that's the thing that really is the best to me, you know.
Is there a certain program or something that you have in place or a goal that you have for incorporating more recycling into your life or into the lives of others?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, you know, I say, you know, my goal has been from the beginning is to get Northwest Arkansas at 80% because, you know, I believe 80% is a reasonable goal before I die. Everything else past 20 is going to have to go upstream. So, you know, but really what we're wanting to do is white line waste is to be able to, you know, we're trying to start right now we're in the process of been doing about a year trying to start a C&D recycling. And that's basically all the construction, demolition, recycling. All the stuff that isn't in a black bag would go there. And it's one of the area's first real legit C&D recycling plants. And so we're wanting to start like a waste campus and get everybody on the same page. Because if you ever realize from town to town, this one doesn't, this one takes that, this one does take, you know, and we're just trying to get everybody on the same page to where, you know, there's one place to take it. Because one thing about Northwest Arkansas is we're not quite big enough to have, you know, like Fayetteville do it or just Bentonville or so it's going to take all of us. And that's one thing about the waste is it's going to take all of us. It can't be just you or just me. It's got to be all of us working together. You know, we created the problem. Now we got to undo it, you know. And so that's one of the biggest things we're trying to start is we're trying to get people more conscious about it any way that we can if people see opportunities for us to educate. And we're trying to do also some more filming within the landfills and stuff like that, which isn't a big kind of, you know, not so much. They don't like that, you know, but just people got to see the problem. So we at White Line Waste are trying to come up with the most economical ways to do it, you know, and we're already in the field. We know what it's like. We know what the problems that we're up against, but also we got to get the communication started.
Well, thanks so much for sharing your story with us.
I really appreciate you having me on here too. Thank you.
That was Jeff Harris, who's known as the Waste Warrior on American Ninja Warrior. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda earlier this month. NBC will begin airing the final round of competition next Monday, August 26th at 7 p.m.